today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 29th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's a good time to listen to Chapter Al-Kawthar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna a'tainakal kawthar.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It was said that Kawthar has a vast, inclusive meaning, which is goodness in abundance, and the examples are many. A large number of scholars believe that one of the most clear examples of that word is the auspicious existence of Lady Fatima Zahra, because the occasion of the revelation of the verse says that they accused the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny of being without offspring. But the Quran says, "Surely, O Muhammad, we have given you abundance of good." Al-Kawthar. This abundance of good is Lady Fatima alayha salam, of whom the descendants of the Prophet increased and thousands of them scattered in the world preaching his religion.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa
Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is about Lady Fatima, alayha salam. Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet since her early childhood, lived with the great Islamic revolution which her father, the master of the creation, had led, and it made a destructive quake in the society of Medina. This great revolution aimed at destroying the prophets' beliefs that were based on idolatry and polytheism. They worshipped idols away from their creator. They offered sacrifices for their lifeless idols and beseeched them to satisfy their needs. Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, was different from all women in her high qualities and noble characteristics that took her to the highest rank of virtue and perfection. She was an example of her father's morals and mentality. She resembled him in his deep faith in Allah, asceticism, and refraining from pleasures of this life.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyya. Fatimiyya are the days that usually the founders of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam mourn or establish the majalis of Aza for the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. There are two different periods of time that usually the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have such kinds of majalis and assemblies that they try to talk about the excellences of this great lady of Islam, Fatima salamullah alayha, daughter of the Holy Prophet and the wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The reason that there are two different times for the establishment of the Aza and mourning ceremonies is that there are two narrations for the date of her martyrdom. That is, one is saying, one claims that she passed away 75 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other series of narrations actually emphasize on 95 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Either one can be true, but usually Shia scholars believe that the second version, the second claim, is more close to reality, since there are different narrations of history. But what is important to know is that Fatimiyya, these days of Aza, or majalis or assemblies of Aza and mourning for the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, have been the main component of the identity of Shiaism, in both terms of beliefs and in terms of rituals. And if this issue is going to be removed from the encyclopedia of Shiaism, the followers of the school of Ahl Bayt will undergo a great loss.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let's listen a little more about Fatima's characteristics. Charity to the poor. Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, was charitable and too kind to the poor and deprived. She, her husband, and her two sons were meant by these Quranic verses, chapter 76, verses 8 to 9. And they give food out of love for him to the poor, the orphan, and the captive. We only feed you for Allah's sake. We desire from you neither reward nor thanks. Fatima, peace be upon her, mild wheat for her poor neighbors who were unable to do that. She carried water to her weak neighbors who could not get water. On the night of her wedding, Fatima had a new dress on. When she knew that a young woman from the Ansar could not find a dress to put on, she took off her wedding dress and gave it to that young woman. Fatima turned away from every material pleasures and preferred the satisfaction of Allah to everything.
Ya Fatima Az-Zahra, يا بنت محمد يا قرة عين الرسول يا سيدتنا ومولاتنا إنا توجينا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا
يا وجية عند الله اشفعي لنا
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And we're gonna hear a little about Fatima, the axis. The axis of creation. Numerous prophetic traditions state that the Messenger of Allah is the final cause of the creation. The Almighty Allah in a holy hadith says, "Had it not been because of you, I would have not created the creation." This is a well-established principle in Islamic philosophy and mysticism since the Messenger of Allah is the most perfect creation of Allah and the creation is aimed at the peak of its perfection. It is due to this fact that Fatima is the axis of creation, for without her, the generation of the most perfect human, that is the Messenger of Allah, would cease to continue. Similarly, spiritually, the existence of Fatima was the cause of the continuation of Islam until the Day of Judgment.
Comes to Imam al-Baqir in Medina. He's one of the Shias of the Imam. He says, Ya ibn Rasulillah, O grandson of the Prophet, tell us a hadith about the greatness of your grandmother Fatima. Tell me something about the virtue and the merit of your grandmother that if I share it with other Shias, it will make them happy. Imam al-Baqir, he says, on the Day of Judgment, when Fatima al-Zahra is escorted to paradise, she will stand at the gate of Jannah, at the gate of paradise. Taltafitu. She will stop. She's being escorted to go into Jannah. She will stop and she will look behind her. She will look back. Fayaqulu Allah. Allah will say to her, Ya bint Habibi. Oh, the daughter of my beloved, meaning the daughter of the Prophet. Rasulullah is Habibullah. Maltifatuki wa qad amartu biki ila al-jannah. Why did you look back? Why did you stop when I have admitted you into my paradise? Fataqul ya Rabbi ahbabtu an yu'rafa qadri fi mithli hadha al-yawm. Oh Allah, I wanted people to know my right and my position on this day. She says, I wanted my worth, my right, my position to be known on this day. Allah will say to her, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ اِرْجِعِي فَانْظُرِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ حُبٌّ لَكِ أَوْ لِأَحَدٍ مِّن ذُرِّيَّتِكِ خُذِي بِيَدِهِ فَادْخُلِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go back among the people and find anyone who loves you or loves any of your progeny and take them with you into Jannah. Imam al-Baqir, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ, I swear by God, إِنَّهَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ لَتَلْتَقِطُ شِعَتَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا كَمَا يَلْتَقِطُ الطَّيْرُ الْحَبَّ الْجَيِّدِ مِنَ الْحَبِّ الرَّدِيِّ. Imam al-Baqir, he says, I swear by God, she will go back among these trillions of people and she will handpick the lovers, her lovers and the lovers of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and she will pick them out in the same way a bird picks out the good seeds from the bad seeds. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to inspire our hearts with the love of Fatima alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.